This show is in tribute to the life of Sir Terry Wogan, a huge inspiration to myself and a huge inspiration to many radio presenters and television broadcasters, etc., etc. Terry Wogan, you will be sadly missed, and my thoughts are with his family at this time.
This is Dana from Ireland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Feel the music with Forest FM.
Welcome one, welcome all. To paraphrase the football song, the Eurovision's coming home, home to Birmingham, the second city, the hub, the driving force of Britain's great industrial revolution. Birmingham hosts the 43rd running of the great Eurovision Song Contest Handicap. And when all the tumult and the shouting of this extravaganza has died down, next week it will host G8, a meeting of all the world's most powerful leaders. What a place. Just to show you how important that is, Bill Clinton will be taking over the very bedroom that I've just vacated in a hotel here. I wonder if it's all not going to be too much. But this city can handle it. Their motto is forward. They've got the ideal site, one of the very few places in Europe to stage a contest of this preposterous magnitude, the National Indoor Arena. 25 countries taking part this year. You can probably hear the clash of ego and temperament from where you're sitting. Now look, lads, much as I'd like to, I can dally no longer. In a desperate effort to save a bob or two, the BBC have me doing 10 men's work. So, excuse me, I have a 200-yard dash to make from here to the stage. Where's me running shoes? Down to a dull roar. The rest of Europe thinks the British are reserved. Bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs. Bienvenue à 43e concours Eurovision de la chanson en direct de la National Indoor Arena of Birmingham. Welcome. Okay. Okay, so I learned it off by heart. Welcome to the millions of you watching, to the performers from 25 countries waiting nervously backstage, and to the 4,000 fans and supporters gathered here in Birmingham's wonderful National Indoor Arena tonight to celebrate the 43rd Eurovision Song Contest, suitably enough on Europe Day 1998. Of course, the reason we're all here tonight is the tremendous song and performance by Katrina and the Waves last year. And we look forward to Katrina presenting the victor's trophy at the end of tonight's competition. This contest, of course, as you'll have gathered, is a massive annual event, a far cry indeed from the BBC's first Eurovision in 1960. Katie Boyle, who hosted then, went on to compare three more contests, and I'm delighted she's able to be with us here tonight. Katie Boyle. Last year's hosts of the show in Dublin were equally impressive. Ronan Keating and Carrie Crowley, who joins us now. Carrie.
Bonsoir, Terry.
Conas tartu, Carrie.
From Anwar, her father. Gustu Hain.
Quisuk ma, the old chest, you know. Carrie, it'd be very remiss of us to begin tonight's contest without thanking you and all your colleagues at Radio Television for some marvellous and invaluable advice on how to organise this mammoth event. So have you any sort of last-minute tips on actually hosting the thing?
Terry, You don't need any tips. But I would like to wish yourself and Ulrika the very best of luck from everybody here at RTE. Have a ball tonight.
Thank you, Carrie. We'll do our best to do as well as you do. Well, Carrie mentioned her name, and I have the very great pleasure of introducing her. Bienvenue à ma co-présentatrice, Ulrika Johnson.
Oh. I love it when you speak French.
Yes, indeed. Sick transit, Gloria Swanson.
Men vi kan prata lite svenska, gubben.
Torsche, mahogany gaspipe.
Oh, you're such a clever one. Shall we get on with the show? Yeah. Alors, regardez plus attentivement encore le concours, car ce soir, pour la première fois, la plupart d'entre vous pourra voter pour, par téléphone pour la chanson que vous souhaitez voir gagner.
Boy.
Now, there are more reasons than ever to watch and listen closely to tonight's show because, for the first time, the majority of you at home will be able to vote for the song you want to win by telephone. Don't worry about having to remember each song as we go along because we'll be showing you a brief reminder of all 25 along with the phone numbers just before the phone lines open. Of course, you'll not be able to vote for your own country's song, you fools.
Same to you, pal. Okay, you'll have nobody to blame but yourselves for tonight's result, okay? It's your fault. Now, while votes are being cast, we're restraining every nerve and sinew here to keep you entertained. You can leave it to us.
That was a really stupid thing
to say.
That
was a silly thing to say, yeah.
Dès que vous aurez voté, le porte-parole de chacun des pays nous donnera le nombre de points attribués aux chansons. So there they all are, each country's spokesperson getting themselves ready. Getting themselves ready to collect and relay your votes in what's become Europe's most complex live satellite exchange.
Luckily, I'm a man who smurfs the net with the best of them. So, unless the elastic band snaps somewhere between here and Europe, we're going to be all right, fingers crossed. Before things heat up, I'm off to my backstage cabin to attempt a spot of commentary for the United Kingdom. But don't build up your hopes. No, honestly. Sorry, but I'll be back.
Don't go.
I'll leave them to you.
All right.
Okay, Ulrika.
Terry Wogan, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, the public have spoken. Hush, children. And tonight, I can reveal the act that will represent the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland on May the 12th at Helsinki will be... One, two, three... Cindy!
Well, hello everyone, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. My name is Kieran Tuttius and I'm the host of this show here on Forest FM. Terry Wogan's death really upset me. He was a real inspiration and the true icon to, in my personal view, and he meant a lot to me. Watching the One Show tribute to him on Monday evening was upsetting to me, and I never thought I'd be one of those people who would be affected by a celebrity death, but I was. Very, very difficult. So today we will be saying our thanks to the Eurovision UK legend that is Sir Terry Wogan. He was very well known, not only just obviously here in the UK and Ireland, but right across Europe for his dedication towards television and radio broadcasting as well. To his work in the BBC Children in Need, and was really the pioneer of of charity telethons, for example. And really, it just, and obviously all of his work that he's done for the Eurovision Song Contest. And today we are going to celebrate that. So we're going to have many tributes and clips in particular about Terry Wogan and how much he meant to the Eurovision Song Contest. But, as we know, ladies and gentlemen, the show must go on. So, last Monday, we also had the Spanish National Final that took place at a random time of of 10 o'clock Central European Time, 9 p.m. here in the UK in GMT. It was just a very odd time, but the National Final did not fail to disappoint. It was very, very exciting. And a very interesting winner too. The former Junior Eurovision winner of 2004, Maria Isabel, failed to win the title. But this young lady did. With an incredibly catchy number, it seems to be on a lot of top tens. Well, there's only six entries, isn't there, still, for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Six or seven now. So it's but they're at the top of people's rankings, put it that way. So we're going to go hear the Spanish entry for 2016 now. To get the show going, this is Baré with Say Yay. Enjoy.
Hello, hello, Mr. Fighter. Look, there we go again. Go get us some forsake. They never wallow in their fate. More than a thousand miles until the end. We're never gonna know what lies ahead. We only got today to learn from our yesterday. I've been alive, okay. My whole life, going all the way. I'm still alive, from broken mirrors. I feel alive, I wanna fight, won't fix my running, running, running.
Say yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on and raise your battle cry, you are the one who never dies. Erasing it, la 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 la, go on sing it, la 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 la, la. You keep on climbing over hills, right now you're following.
Fading light, I fly, burst like a phoenix out of the act as if you're free. No one would have witnessed what you did to me.
That was different, wasn't it? That was Rise Like a Phoenix, originally from Conchita Wurst, but that was from Alexandra Rybak, who sang Fairy Tale and the winner for Norway in 2009. You know, with the young chap with the fiddle, as my mother would say. Yeah. and that was him dressed up as Conchita for a television show in Russia, randomly, and had to. Basically, every week in this show, you have to dress up as various people and impersonate them. God knows why any celebrity would really want to do it, but Alexandra Rybak was very, very good at it too, as well as Ruth Lorenzo as well, indeed. So there you go. Now, off to our first request, and Andrew from Leeds, this is from you. Thank you very much for your request, and it's the United Kingdom winner in 1981. This is Bucks Fizz with Making Your Mind Up.
Making your mind up. skala när en sann allene, så enkel och så fin. Allene, gitarren fyller fem, en liten sann. Piano och gitarr i sammen stränger lave ly. I sammen klanger bringer fram en liten svart. Overalt mitt stedet kränger ska man lära av det du kränger. Se Dore mi fa sol,
Dore mi fa sol a ti tu.
La oss spille med i sammen, vi skal få det til i sammen, syns jeg godt du kan en liten sang.
The legendary Norwegian Jahn Teigen with his entry in 1983 for Norway, Do, Re, Mi. A guilty, guilty, guilty pleasure of mine. Now, it's time for Rob's Random Request. Oh yes, and this week, Rob's picked a doozy. Now, if you just remember, and a reminder to you all, this is how we do it. Rob isn't the biggest Eurovision fan, but I am slowly infecting him. As you could probably imagine now, I live with him. Yeah, well, for quite a while now, but it feels like it was only just yesterday. But yes, so he picks a year out of random, and he also picks a country out of random, and then we put them together and see what Eurovision entry comes up. And this week he has picked Hungary 2011, and yes, it's Kati Wolf with What About My Dreams, but I'm going to play you the Hungarian version, which I think is probably better.
Nem tudtam, hogy az ember mindent túlél. Én nem sírtam, pedig engem eltörtél. Vártam, hogy a nap többé nem kell majd fel, de hajnal lett újra, és indulnom kell.
Szerelem! Miért?
Severed Memories from Katy Wolf. What about My Dreams? Hungary 2011. And before we head in to this week's edition of the news, let's have a few moments to reflect on the hilarious part of the Eurovision voting with the late Sir Terry Wogan.
Norway in the lead.
Thank you, Morrison.
Am I showing a bit of bias Norway here? Is leading again. Why should I be surprised at this manic scoring anyway?
To say hello to Anna Vilenica in Sarajevo.
Norway, Belgium, Iceland.
Lavakar Marie Renard. I'm sending you a big, big hello from Sarajevo.
Thank you very much.
I think that you can't wait, yeah? And I think that you can't wait to find out about the results about how Bosnia Herzegovina and Hungary voted.
Yes.
You're a very shrewd girl.
Yes, so here we go. Sweden, 1 point.
Sweden, 1 point.
La Suède, 1 point.
Netherlands, 2 points.
Netherlands, 2 points.
Les Pays-Bas, 2 points.
It's getting very lonely there for Israel, United Kingdom,
Russia,
Ukraine, France, Latvia,
points.
And Slovenia.
Russia, 3 points.
La Russie, 3 points.
Slovenia, 4 points.
Slovenia, 4 points.
That's taking them off the bottom.
Croatia, 5 points.
Croatia, 5 points.
La Croatie, 5 points.
Romania, 7 points. I think.
Romania, that's right, Anna?
Yeah, 7 points.
But 6 points.
Yeah, I think I made a little mistake. Croatia, 6 points.
Croatia,
Austria, 5 points.
Wait.
No, hang on now. Don't panic. Don't panic now, Lance. I think we're going to be all right.
I'm sorry. We have to start from the beginning. Sorry, we have to start
okay,
it from the beginning.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. You're fired.
So Sweden, 1 point.
Wait. We can't do it that quickly. Just wait for the scoreboard, okay?
Okay. So now, Reynolds, don't lose your rag. Anyone can make a mistake.
Yeah. One big, big hello from Sarajevo.
Oh, thank you, yeah.
So, Sweden.
Well done, girl.
To Sweden.
I like her.
Sweden, 1 point. Netherlands, 2 points.
Netherlands, 2 points.
We need more of this.
Russia, 3 points.
Russia, 3 points.
La Russie, 3 points.
Slovenia, 4 points.
Slovenia, 4 points.
La Slovenie, 4 points.
Austria, 5 points.
Lotfisch, 5 points.
That's okay then.
Croatia, 6 points.
Croatia, 6 points.
La Croatie, 6 points.
Romania, 7 points.
Romania, 7 points.
La Roumanie, 7 points.
France, 8 points.
France, 8 points.
La France,
that's lifted Les Français off the bottom.
Belgium. 10 points.
Belgium,
10 points.
And finally, Turkey.
Please, Turkey.
Points.
Yes, why not?
Turkey, 12 points.
I can't believe it. And that Egypt from Austria.
Thank you very much, Anna.
He's in about sixth place.
Slovenia now is on the line, and Mira in Ljubljana. Dobro večer, Slovenia.
Dobro večer, good evening, Igal. Good evening, Jerusalem. Let's see. Which songs persuaded the Slovenian audience?
Let's see them.
Persuaded, eh?
Israel, 1 point.
Iceland, 10 points.
Iceland, 10 points.
That will keep them in the lead.
Deep one.
Does this go to Germany?
And finally, Germany, 12 points.
Germany, 12 points. L'Allemagne,
yes.
Deep one.
Yes, you didn't need a crystal ball for that one.
And that concludes the results of the text jury. Thank you very much.
Iceland, 10 points.
Iceland, 10 points. Iceland, deep one.
And the final 12 points goes to Sweden.
Of course. Sweden, 12 points.
Yeah, well, Swedish song is strong, but again, there's a lot of labelliness being shown this year, more so than usual, I think.
Thank you.
Means Iceland, as you can see, is in the lead, Sweden in second place. And then Croatia.
It's
certainly been the
on.
Ones
on top,
that we've tipped.
Mesdames et messieurs, thank you.
Now then.
Mesdames et messieurs, nous allons passer à la France. Je voudrais dire bonsoir à toi, Marie-Myriam, à
Paris. Bonsoir, Igal.
Où sont l'oiseau et l'enfant? Ils sont restés à la maison.
One voice, one voice.
À la maison, oui.
Un voix.
Ils sont restés à la maison.
À la maison, oui. Vous nous avez offert une très belle soirée. Un grand bravo à vous tous.
Merci beaucoup, merci bien.
Et voici maintenant le résultat des votes du public français.
Voilà.
La Slovénie, 1 point.
La Slovénie, 1 point. Slovenia, 1 point.
Belgique, 2 points.
La Belgique, 2 points. Belgium, 2 points.
Nobody has got 0 points. That's a relief.
Suède, 3 points.
La Suède, 3 points. Sweden, 3 points.
Estonie, 4 points.
L'Estonie, 4 points. Estonia, 4 points.
Turquie, 5 points.
I tell a lie. Portugal have no points.
5 points.
0 points so far for Portugal.
Bosnie-Herzegovina, 6 points.
Bosnie-Herzegovina, 6 points. Bosnia-Herzegovina, 6 points.
Surprise of the night, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Croatie, 7 points.
La Croatie, 8 points. 7 points. Croatia, 7 points.
7 points.
Oui.
Allemagne, 8 points.
L'Allemagne, 8 points. Germany, 8 points.
Hands across the Euro.
Israël, 10 points.
Israël, 10 points. Israël, 10 points.
I'm surprised they're not
Et
doing better, Israël.
Portugal, 12 points.
What?
Portugal,
12 points. Oh, you've got to give it to the French. Every year they do it, don't they? You think, where did that come from?
And we'll have some more magical moments of Soteri Awoken a little bit later on. But first, it's now time for the Eurovision Showcase news on Forest FM. Now, as many of you guys know by now, on the 31st of January 2016, we lost Soteri Wogan after his short battle with cancer. My thoughts and prayers, and I'm sure all of us are thinking about the Wogan family and about his friends and colleagues alike, and not only fellow Eurovision Song Contest fans. Competitor in Melodifestivalen, Anna Book has been disqualified from Melodifestivalen 2016. Apparently her song is plagiarised, and it's a copy of a Moldovan semi-final song from the 2014 national final in Moldova. So, more on this story at eurovoir.com. France's 2016 Eurovision participant will be revealed on March the 12th. Not only that, the Netherlands will release their song for Daubob, and it will be released on March the 4th. Ivan, the Belarusian competitor for the 2016 Eurovision, will be performing on the Ukrainian selection show. The Riga Latvian preparation pre-party will take place on April the 2nd. Bosnia-Herzegovina will release their song to the world on February the 19th. The finale of the Israeli national final, Hakishav Haba, called Rising Star, the final will be on the 3rd of March, so we'll know what Israel are doing. The Albanian entry for this year's Eurovision Song Contest will be reworked into English, and it will be called Fairy Tale Love. Sadly, due to contract irregularities, Charlotte Pirelli, who won Eurovision in 1999 for Sweden, will not be co-hosting Melodifestivalen Semi-Final 2. And Conchita Wurst will be performing in the Swiss national final. Whew, what a lot of news. And if you would like to find out more news throughout the week, then follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. And like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ESC Showcase. And not forgetting, head out and check out this fantastic website, eurovoir.com. For I am Kieran Tussiott, you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on 92.3 Forest FM, broadcasting live across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and right across the New Forest on the south coast of the United Kingdom.
Солнце горит час, та земля, де зустрілися ми.
That's Navi there with Heta Zlyamye, which was in the Belarusian final for this year's Eurovision Song Contest 2016, and my goodness me, that deserved to win. Not that awful Ivan, hear me fly, help you fly. Oh, I don't know what the earth that's on about. Anyways, let's move swiftly on, and let's recap on the current Eurovision Song Contest entries that we have at the moment. So this is our 6. For Belarus, it's Ivan with Help You Fly. For Belgium, it's Laura with What's the Pressure? And for Albania, it's Edna Tarofa with Parale. For Malta, it's Ira Losko with Chameleon Invincible. For Ireland, it's Nicky Byrne from Westlife and it's Sunlight. And finally for Spain, it's Barre with Say Yeah Yeah. Viva España! We'll see how it goes. Oh, very exciting stuff. But we won't have another Eurovision entry for another couple of weeks now. So we just have to bear our time. But plenty of semi-finals that you can watch. Plenty, 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 plenty. So, now, it is time for...
Live and Kicking!
Yes, it's at this point in the show that we listen to a live rendition of a Eurovision Song Contest song. And we're going to head over to the 1990 Eurovision Song Contest coming to us live in Zagreb, now Croatia, but formerly in Yugoslavia. And this song is the Austrian entry. It's in my top 10 of favourite Eurovision songs of all time. And this is from Simone with Keine Mauer mehr, No Walls Anywhere.
Song 19, the Italian entry. There's only three more left. And we'll be able to see the back of that cat. Oh, song 20, the Austrian entry. Vienna. Oh, that was Vienna. The palace of Schönbrunn and Hofburg. Capital of Middle Europa. City of music. Oh, the vaults. The balloons. The Danube. The drink. I suppose there's no chance. Cheery ladies handing out Sacher Torte. I'm going mad here. Let me tell you about the song. Keine Mauer mehr, no walls anywhere. Another one with a topical theme to make the juries sit up. Austria won last time in 1966 with the aforementioned Udo Jürgens. The lady singing will be Simone. The composer is Wolfgang Berry. The lyrics are by Mario Batazzi. Simone comes from St. Pölten in Lower Austria. She's 31 and dashed glamorous. Richard Osterreicher, the conductor for Austria.
Today
Well, she went big enough.
And that was Kaina Mohamed from Simone, Austria 1990, live rendition. And that was this week's Live and Kicking. Okay, there we go. Now, before we end the show, let's have a few more legendary moments from Sir Terry Wogan during the Eurovision Song Contest.
Let's see a video recap with all 24 songs.
Oh, that was a panicky moment, wasn't it?
Very strong, that's why.
White with fright after that. Another chance to see. Well, that's not a winner, is it? I don't think Britney Spears is going to do it either. With all the choker and the coca and the loca. Not Israel's best, I think. How many votes is this going to get? For heaven's sake. What's the automaton? What's that got to do with anything? From the frozen north. With two fiddles. From the sultry south. I don't think Spain cares anymore. Duty free. I know Malta cares. If they go for eyebrows, this is it. Ah. Don't you love this? Did you ever expect Germany to go country? Or Denmark to revive the twist? The woman in the piano. He'll get a few votes for Russia. They're all slightly apprehensive of the great big bear still. And you thought those kind of shorts were finished. Nice lyrics. This is going to do well. It's the dancing, really, isn't it? And there is a sneaking regard that this could be the winner. Bosnia. Good old football chant from Lithuania. Gonna be interesting to see how many votes they get. And this. Are we gonna get null point again? Or is Europe going to respond to Daz? Can Greece do it? Two on the trot. Ah. What do you call this? You've got to give him marks for effort. Look at that. How long did it take to get into that makeup? It's the short skirt and the boots and the Cossacks. I'm not sure France cares anymore either. At least there was plenty of leg this year, wasn't there? Ireland with the kind of song that won it the contest a fair few years ago. Can it do it again? Brian Kennedy from Northern Ireland. This frantic number from Sweden. Carola. I bet they like this. There's very little you can say about this. I'm sorry, I'm lost for words. Final one from Armenia. Song 24. 24 songs. The evening has gone like lightning, hasn't it? What? 24 songs? I don't believe it. Oh, now it's a time to be amazing again, I think. No, we're just giving it a bit of a pause here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Terry Wogan, who hosted last year's show with Ulrika Johnson, is with us here tonight in the press box, commentating on behalf of Great Britain. Good evening, Terry.
Good evening, Seagal.
What's your fellow Terry? How are we doing so far?
Good evening to you.
Good evening, Terry. I can
only tell you it's going tremendously well. Why are there three of you?
Oh, that's easy, Terry, because you and Ulrika were such a tough act to follow. We had to come up with something, you know.
Yeah, but flattery will get you anywhere.
Oh, by the way, Terry, if you get lonely up there, you can come down here and be a fourth for a quick game of bridge.
Well, look, I'll come down for some happy families, if you like. And in the meantime, we wish you all the best. And from all of us, Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov.
Thank you, Terry.
United Kingdom.
That's another one.
United Kingdom, another.
Let's not say we're running away with it, but it's beginning to look healthy. 64 is clearly.
And then United Kingdom.
That's another one. Careful, men. Okay. Now, no counting in Busan. And
finally, from here in Budapest, the United Kingdom 12 points.
And United Kingdom scoring another maximum goal there. 12 points. The Bayern
Munich 1. Who gets the big 12 from Russia?
And 12 points go to the United Kingdom. And another 12 points for the United Kingdom. The Bayern Munich and Oscar lose 1.
Somebody work out the maths.
And big surprise, United Kingdom.
Okay, let's take it on home. It's been a long time coming. Across La Manche.
Le Royaume-Uni.
Hey, vive la France! Well, we all know who's won. They've been leading from the beginning. First time since 1981, since Fox Spears did it here in Dublin. We owe it all to Radio 2, listeners. Along with the National Lottery, viewers picked this song. This was it, anthemic. Always going to have a great chance. And I am going to go down now and collect a fair few quid from Paddy Power, bookmaker and turf accountant to Toffs and Gentry. What is that BBC producer doing? He's in the shot from beginning to end. There she is. She's the winner. Katrina. And away.
And Terry, you will always be in my heart, and you will still and always be an inspiration for me getting into the radio industry, which I'm very lucky to be in, and it just means a lot. Thank you to everybody who listened to the show today, and I do hope you're all well. If you want to stay in contact with the show, it would be lovely to hear from you, requests and all. Email us tutsexperience@hotmail.com. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase, and also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ESC Showcase. Take care, everybody. Arrivederci. Au wiedersehen. Au revoir. And have a nice day.
All together in the floral dance, dancing here, dancing there, jogging, jogging everywhere, up and down and around the town, hurrah for the Cornish floral dance.